Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time,
yes,
baby?
Yes, sir.
You're...
Yeah. Tell that nigga stop playing. Yeah. You know that this never will stop in it. Pull up on the scene, they know that it's me. I whip that little bitch off the lot with it. I'm with a little freak, keep her back with his pre-roll. You know my cigar got a lot in it. Unravel the game, call it Cantu. Go run up them bands like it's fam you. And I can't be fucking with snakes unless that bitch go defend you. Lil' mama, she ain't no beginner. She let me eat that little pussy for dinner. She took a break and I do right back in her. I ain't no loser, she fuck with a winner. Bitch, I'm never sitting on the bench. Diamond rings all on a nigga fist. So you wanna act like you don't know me? Who he is, I don't know him either. To critique everything that I make. You can't tell me my shit, it ain't hot, nigga. Thinking about going best in this song. Watch my money do flips like a gymnast. I don't open my mouth unless it's about the money. I'd rather go straight to the dentist. If you trying to get money, I'm with that. It's okay to be different, I get that. I'm never lazy, don't sit back. I got two kids, gotta get that. No, you can't get no picture with me. Gotta work for this dick, it ain't cheap. She bounce up and down like a jackrabbit. I told her, bend over, look back at it. You know that this never will stop in it. Pull up on the scene, they know that it's me. I whip that little bitch off the lot with it. I'm with a little freak, keep her back with his pre-roll. You know my cigar got a lot in it. Unravel the game, call it Cantu. Go run up them bands like it's fam you. And I can't be fucking with snakes unless that bitch go defend you. Lil' mama, she ain't no beginner. She let me eat that little pussy for dinner. She took a break and I do right back in her. I ain't no loser, she fuck with a winner. Bitch, I'm never sitting on the bench. Diamond rings all on a nigga fist. Walk in the spot and they notice me. Why I don't sit relaxed, I gotta get the best. These niggas really be capping and don't get no money. They hate cause most of them broke like a cast. I do this all alone, nigga. And I don't need no cosigner silly. Trust I been doing me for a minute and I still won't stop until I get the millions. I know I'm that nigga, yeah. And niggas can't tell me I'm not. She told me to come to her crib. She just wanna chill and give me some tops. Watch my moves. She know I'm the truth. She know I don't play. I fuck her all day. You know that this never will stop in it. Pull up on the scene, they know that it's me. I whip that little bitch off the lot with it. I'm with a little freak, keep her back with his pre-roll. You know my cigar got a lot in it. Unravel the game, call it Cantu. Go run up them bands like it's fam you.
Mic check, and we are back. It's your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. And that was Fam You. My man Never Will Stop Deuce. Had to represent for them Rattlers because we finna go down to Orlando and whoop on some wild pussy. I don't even say wild kitty, wild pussy.
They
supposed to be wildcats, man. Ain't gonna write no BCC. We finna get that dub finally.
BCU, nah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no respect.
BCC.
Ain't no respect.
My girl brother played for
BCC.
DC.
Pause. Yo, but ain't no respect. Now it's kind of crazy because if you listen to the podcast, the game already over with. If we did lose, I'm gonna look like a fool.
They
gonna be like,
nah, they won like 2 or 3 games, right?
No, they but the thing is, they, I think they lost to Delaware State, so they may, it may come off. So that's why it looked like FAMU should have the advantage, because
FAMU was doing good last year, but they let BCU take him out.
Yeah, man, that was something. It wasn't the quarterback fault last year. It was
Stanley. He's so trash.
No, dog. It was one of the linemen. I remember. I watched it. The lineman missed a block, and the DN was able to get around. So Buddy had to like make a move, and he just threw it. And that's when he threw the pick.
I hate that quarterback.
Nah, man. He's straight not. Yeah, best quarterback in the MEAC.
Yeah,
it's a white boy, but hey, that's equal opportunity.
Yeah,
y'all niggas should have stepped up. Also, too, man, like, just to let y'all know, I know I sounded horrible last week. I sound much better this week. But, yeah, man, I was under the weather. Shoot, I was on the radio at WVFS. I had no voice. I couldn't hear nothing. So, I gave y'all everything, all right? Give me my props, all right? Give me my props. I gave y'all everything. I had no voice Saturday. Fee had to speak for me everywhere I went. That was, man, shouts out to the deaf, because I was
that tea.
I was just like, oh, she had me on it. Matt, if you listen to the podcast, you can hear me. You can hear like the cup, like somebody don't listen to the podcast.
My grandma used to take the like the pines off the trees and boil it. And used to have me drink that.
That's what your grandma.
That's the old country stuff.
Your mom.
Nah, my daddy mama.
Your daddy mama.
My
okay.
daddy mama mama. My okay. great
great mama. Yeah, so we're gonna get into that. I know it's people. Now, matter of fact, I give y'all a little bit. I put it on Twitter. If you don't know, my bad, I forgot to introduce you, my boy. I'm tripping. So to my fan. If you don't, I'm sorry, I apologize to YouTube Land Park. This is Flow the God. We got Flow the God in
what's
the building,
good,
man. Y'all give him, man, some props, man.
Happy to be here. I've been trying to get on here for a minute. He'd be super booked. Backed up months ahead.
Man, at least you came through, bro, because some people that like they don't want to come through. No shade. But God dang. God damn, nigga, dick suck. Nah, but he gonna be mad. But nah, what was I about to say? Yeah, man, like back in the day, I used to go to Cyphers with your uncle. You know what I mean? Like, the one thing I remember about him was that nigga love carriers one, which is like weird.
For real?
Yeah, like in 03. Like, it was weird to hear somebody in 03 be like crazy about carriers one. Now it's crazy too, because
that's crazy.
I've like performed with carriers one like since, which at that time I would have never thought ever. Like, I had aspirations to be like a big rapper.
I know
rapper.
He liked Carol. He ain't never really said he was like.
No,
like,
he was. He used to.
Wait, now. Man. He came to my eyes today. Wait till I see him.
He used
I'm
to.
I'm going to climb.
Yeah, he used to. I'm talking about the older one. Not Ike.
I know
you're
talking about.
Yeah,
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, older. Man, I remember that. But I remember he put me on. I think that's the first time I went to the beta bar, which was the sidebar, which, again, ironically, end up being where I performed with KRS-One, or doing a show with KRS-One. And I remember he sent me, we went there, we go there freestyling and stuff. And it was like 03, right? So like 8 Mile just came out. Yeah. So he used to be like a bunch of white boys in there thinking they Buddy Rabbit and shit.
I can imagine that vibe. Damn, that had the white boys.
Yeah, they thought he was doing it.
It used to be called like the cow or something, right?
Cow house, yep. Cow, yeah. Yep. So what happened was, yeah, also too, I was telling you before we got on how the podcast started, but part of my crew kind of formulated from that point, because I ran to my man Dermo, who I knew from high school, but I just knew him from high school. I didn't know he rapped. Going to Cowhouse or going to the Beta Bar, that's where I seen he could rap. That's why I had him come through the crew, and the rest is my personal rap history. Yeah, man. So me and Flo, we got history, man. So that's why I'm just really excited. You know what I'm saying? Know your aunt rap. Know your dad was super dope, you know what I'm saying, with the raps or whatever. So yeah, it's in your DNA.
Yeah, pretty much. Supposed I to tried to fight it, but I'm back. Now I tried to fight it for a couple of years, but I couldn't fight it no more. So
yeah,
it's in me. Nah. And that's all I've been around ever since I was little.
Right, right.
So I ain't had no choice.
I seen it, literally. I seen it. All right, so we're gonna get into it, man. We get into all that stuff later about the personal stuff. Of course, gotta give you all the hip hop news of the week. Want to recap? Had a 305 Media Presents Florida Rap Sessions. You had Jamal Steele coming out of Pensacola. Baxton, Dashing Rod, Artist MP, Roy Thoreau, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out Roy Thoreau, man. That's like one of my favorite local artists. I don't even like to call him local.
Yeah, yeah.
I be calling him the Tallahassee Legend. I like Roy Thoreau a lot. No, so shout out.
Yeah, Roy Thoreau.
Shout out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get a man some. Yeah, yeah. Nah, that's my bro. Like, yeah, he is dumb dope. He killed it.
Yeah, because I had seen him one day. It was somewhere. He had handed me a CD. So with me being an artist, anybody that give me a CD, I always listen to it.
Right.
But I actually like this CD. And my girl can tell, I literally played it till it got scratched up.
No, it's so, yo, I believe you.
Like, I believe it you. Till it got scratched up.
He got that. He got the flow. He got the lyrics. Like, he got the swag. Like, yeah, yeah. I seen him. I seen him when he was just, you know, I thought he was just a hanger on, like, back in the day. Probably like 2014. Probably even earlier than that. So when he started spitting, I was like, oh, snap. He could have been spitting before then. I just didn't know. But when I started hearing him rap, I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, he got it, man.
Yeah,
so
throw it, though. I like
yeah,
it.
That's
I
like the bro. Crazy joint was this dude, Baxter Dashing Rod. You know what I mean? And you see him, you know, he's like a little crazy white boy, whatever. Yo, but he killed that shit. You know what I mean? I was thoroughly surprised. The crazy thing was my man started one song, like, laying on the ground. Like, he had his arm up on the he was just like,
blah, 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 blah.
I don't know. I don't know where he from. I ain't really get a chance to holler at him. Again, it was that Saturday. I had no voice. So I literally couldn't holler at him. I couldn't be like, hey,
you're
man, who
to
you
be
are?
In the house.
Yeah. Yeah. You right. Yeah. Yeah. Fee, why you had me out? Tip told me. Matter of fact, no, not even more so because my mama was in. Mm. And I had to wake up early to get out. But it's hip hop. Got to do it for hip hop. So, but yeah, man, it was a dope show. Man, I'm just telling y'all, man, if you're in Tallahassee, y'all gotta get to these shows, bro. Straight up, man. Y'all missing some talented stuff, man. Straight up. Let's see what we're gonna get into. I know y'all tired of hearing about this boy, but I gotta get into it. Nigga Kanye.
I'm so sick of Kanye. I'm so sick of Kanye.
So apparently this Sunday, Kanye went to go visit Joel Osteen Church.
Trash.
In Houston. Him
trash.
And the what they call it, a little Sunday service crew, and they performed, and apparently gave a speech. I think he prayed for people.
Who, Kanye?
Yeah. Yo. Yo,
just imagine, man. Kanye was giving you a blessing. That's crazy.
I mean, the man did write Jesus Walks.
I like that Kanye. He was like my idol growing up.
Yeah.
So to see how he panned out over the years.
It happens, bro.
And then it's like, I think he don't know, but he know how influential he is.
Yeah.
So, like, if anything Kanye West would have said, I would have done it. Because right. Like, I looked at, like, he was actually one of the people that actually made me really get into music.
Right.
So, like, when I got into Kanye, I found Most Def, Talib Kweli. I kind of came in through the conscious lane.
Right.
So, like, to see how he done panned out now is crazy. It's that Kardashian curse. Soon as him and can't break up, what? He gonna drop a classic.
No, you know what? I don't even think it's that. I think it's something else. It's age, bro.
AIDS?
Age. Not AIDS. Don't talk about AIDS right now.
Oh, AIDS. Boy,
sick I am. Sick as I am. Nigga coughing. Oh, that nigga got that instant.
You said the age?
Yeah, it's age. It's age, bro. I think age and money. I think he's had money for the greater part of his life, at least for the past, 15, 16 years, he's been rich.
That's been longer than that.
He's been rich since 2004. So, so 15 years. And then he older. He over 40. You know what I'm saying? He got kids. The oldest girl's like 6 or 7.
I think they got twins on the way, don't or something like that.
I think they, what the hell? I know they had one. There is one last child, but that was through surrogate.
I thought they had another one through surrogate.
Probably. But I know that the last one was through surrogate. But I mean, you got kids and you're over 40, and yeah, life start coming. You start sitting out, you like matter of fact, case in point, my old soccer coach when I was in high school, like, I don't know how liberal he was when I was in school, but he didn't come off as one of those like conservative, America is the greatest. Yeah. Like, he was just chill, pretty cool. You know what I mean? But a couple years ago, buddy was all on the Obama is the devil and the Republicans is this and God be pleased. And
that's a two ball for you.
And it tripped me out. I'm like, man, what the? But what happened was he got older. He started getting more responsibility. I think he went to like capital gains type stuff. Like, he's doing like. Yeah. Stocks and bonds and investing. And once you get into that world, yeah, all the stuff that conservatives talk about get more appealing. So I think with Kanye, I think part of it is he's just crazy. But I think part of it is he got into a point where he's settling as far as becoming an adult, and that's the lane he feel he got to be in. You know,
I think
it's
because he don't got no OGs either, so. He didn't have none.
He lost
coming up.
Yeah, he lost Jigga. You messed that up.
I don't blame him.
But also too, this kind of notes I had about it. I think he looks at this as a lane. Now I do think that he's somewhat sincere.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's necessarily. Like, cause some you got like some singers when they can't make it in regular
R&B,
they go into gospel. I don't think it's that per se. I do think he believes what he believes in, but also too, I think that he looks at it like, yo, this is a lane that ain't nobody taking, and I can just blow it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think I don't think he's gonna do it. I think I talked about it in the last podcast where a lot of there's gospel rappers now, especially a lot of black gospel rappers who they roll that way because you have evangelicals. Mm. Evangelicals are like, you know, Jesus is coming back, abortion is bad. You know, they the ones that are primarily Republican. Mm. It's what's called evangelicals. But evangelicals, the one thing they got is a lot of money. Because these are the doctors and the lawyers and all these other people who you wouldn't think would be, you know, conservative, but they are. Mm. You know what I'm saying? These are the ones that got the building companies and the restaurants and all this other stuff. People that you see, Jesus love you. And you be like,
all right. Talking about like the ones that be at the mall handing out like.
No, those are Mormons. Oh. But really more so just like. Just as super, like, you know, you meet like really super white, nice white people.
Yeah.
That you probably think they probably call you a nigga at home, but in their face, like, hi, Darian. Yeah, exactly. How are you? About. It's great to see you. You want to come to my church? Like, those.
Yeah.
I ain't tripping.
Yeah. I almost became a Mormon, too.
That's crazy.
Nah, ain't no.
I'm glad I woke up.
Hey. Well, yeah, I ain't finna get into that. Anyway, I'm already gonna get in trouble talking about evangelicals. So, but no, evangelicals, like, they. It's a community, and that's what the Republican Party is really based on, is that tight-knit community. That's why you got these people like, oh, Donald Trump is blessed by God. And we were like, this nigga got three wives and he used to do coke. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? But you got this really tight-knit community or whatever. And so with a lot of gospel rappers, they... there's a lot of money in that, and they wrote that wave. Like, a lot of people, like, you look at Lecrae, you're like, well, how Lecrae getting these? Because there's a whole community of, like, because not only you got evangelicals, they got their kids.
Yeah.
And the kids like, oh, I don't want to listen to, you know, I want some hippity hippity hop. So they get these Christian rappers who can mimic the sound.
Yeah, because I heard a Christian rapper sounding like the Migos.
Right.
They played on 102.3 in the morning. Right. He was like, turn it up for Jesus. And I'm like, what?
Right, right. They can mimic the sound. Yeah. So it's safe for the kids. Mm. So the kids like follow it. There's one rapper, he had number one album this year, NF. And I got into the argument because somebody was like, he ain't really a Christian rapper. He a Christian rapper. He good. Mm. I mean, he's like literally an Eminem clone. You know what I mean?
Are he black or white?
No, he white.
He white.
He white. He from Michigan. Like, he literally an Eminem clone, but you know what I'm saying? He came up in that same, it's like a circuit or whatever. But you have a lot of those rappers, like Lil Craze, that they start realizing that the people that were funding them were also the people that was with the anti-abortions, with the, you know, supporting the Trumps and the George Bushes and all this other stuff. So it started. So a lot of them, like in particular Lecrae, like if you listen to Lecrae, like last three albums, it's almost like as if he's rebelling against that scene that really created him. And that's what it was kind of, I won't say special, but it took courage for him to take those stands, because a lot of the people that supported and funded what he was doing, those churches, what he was saying flew in the face of what they support. You know what I mean? But he felt like he had to take that stand. You know what I'm saying?
It take a lot to do that, because some artists are just like, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to mess up what I got going on.
Exactly. Because so especially with Christian rappers, because with a lot of Christian rappers, they can't go back. The people in rap, I want to say hip hop, people in rap, they don't really respect Christian rappers because, oh, you talking about that Jesus crap. Just like we're doing Kanye. You talking about that Jesus crap, dog. Get out of here.
I don't think that's more so.
It's some people. Like me, I think, you know, we got open mind to we.
I didn't
know.
Like that album you dropped. It was like, the intro was fire.
I thought it was straight. Like, maybe the intro got me, because I thought it was straight. It wasn't as bad as the last three albums he dropped.
His rapping just kind of on the decline.
I give you that.
I think he'd be more so focusing on the production.
Yeah, that's for me, it sounded like a Kanye album. Yeah. Like, but I ain't really take Kanye rapping that serious anyway. So to me, I want to the rapping, but them, the sound was
good. One of them platforms, I think it might have been Billboard or Complex, said, My Beautiful Doctor Self Fantasy was the number one album of the last decade.
Dog, you got to stop it with the giving the content. Boy, relax. Act like he doing a podcast or something. Y'all see this boy? yes, Complex did say, yeah. It's a good segue. Dang, I ain't gonna get. Oh, you know what? I already gave it to him. I already made my list. I think two episodes ago. I had my dark twisted.
Yeah, I watched the one of them episodes you was talking about. What was it? Was the album? It was something.
If I was talking about albums, that's what I was talking about.
And I didn't agree with it, but I forgot which one it was.
Let's go then, dog. What's up?
I forgot which one
What's
it was.
What's up then?
What list was about.
I think at number one, I had had to be Good Kid, Mad City. Good Kid, Mad City, I think was my number one.
Oh, the top is the best?
It was the best albums of 2010.
2010?
Yeah, 2010s.
The 2010s?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think I had, y'all don't judge me if I get this wrong. I think I had Good Kid, Mad City.
That's number one or five?
That's number one. My Dark Twisted Fantasy at number two. Was it Forest Hill Drive? Forest Hill Drive. Damn. And then, I could be totally wrong. I got to go back. And then I think I had If You're Reading This, It's Too Late at number five.
Yeah. That list is trash.
Yeah. Whatever, bro. Whatever.
It's all right, though. But I like, number one, I had to go to Pimp a Butterfly. That's okay. Like my favorite album of all time.
Like, I think I had Pimp a Butterfly like number six.
That's my favorite album of all time.
Yeah.
Number two.
I ain't said the rest of my album trash. Like, go ahead, bro.
Number two, 20, that's a lot. Two. I'm trying to think.
They're boring though. Talking about my album, trash.
Born Sin is very underrated.
Trash in my house. My
Born Sin is underrated. I'm gonna go with Born Sin. I don't know what order, but I put Born Sin in over 2014.
Nah,
that album is underrated.
Nah. My thing with Born Sin is the same reason he got the same problem that Late Registration with Kanye is that it's too bloated. He had too many songs he didn't need on there.
Fact. I can see that.
Yeah. So that's my beef with Born. I think
I like Late Registration over College Dropout.
It depends. I think to me, Late Registration was a better produced project than College Dropout. But the impact of College Dropout to me elevates it above it. So I can't even, like, because really my only beef with Late Registration is it was bloated.
How you ain't have 444 in that list?
No, because that 444, nah.
You didn't like that?
Your beef with Kanye album now is my beef with 444. Jay-Z sounded lazy on the album.
No. Yeah. How? That's like
when you compare Jay-Z to.
That's like his best project.
Reasonable Doubt?
Reasonable Doubt was overrated.
Boy, okay, see. what you even born yet?
Get snubbed.
Boy.
<It's> Boy. <overrated.
laughs> No, like, nah. When you think about, I mean, from.
See, it's different for you because you was living in the
but
moment.
The thing about it, even when. But I didn't even listen to Reasonable Doubt when it popped, or when it popped off. I really didn't get into Jigga until after Volume 1 came out. So, like, I remember when Volume 2 dropped. It was a classic for a long time for me. I do think Jigga best
Volume
project.
That's the Hard Not Life one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And Blueprint. Blueprint was dope. I mean, Blueprint, no, that's just dope. I think Blueprint is his best album. I think was, if he do got an overrated album, in my opinion, it's the Black Album. I think a lot of people just like the Black Album because he was saying he was going to retire. I think it's a dope album. But I think
American
a lot of people.
Gangsta album, that's underrated too.
That's one of our top three.
But 444 is his best project.
No, matter of fact, I say American Gangsta is his best post-retirement album. But no, 444, like, it's strong. I liked it, but he just sounded lazy, bro. Especially that first song. Like, he just sounded, he was rapping, like.
Talking about FJZ?
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Yeah.
I don't like that one and the 444 joint. You take them two off the album, I'm good.
That's probably, I think, because of those two, like, he got too many albums where he was just solid throughout.
But I feel like, if that was a Cole album, they would have called that a classic. They only hated on it because it's Jay-Z.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a victim of his success.
Yeah,
same thing with Eminem. I think Eminem's last album was dope.
I hate Eminem.
But, now you can really get kicked out. But, that's my favorite rapper alive.
I like the Eminem, but one album he did, that wasn't it.
But I think, now, granted, I say his albums that he's dropped that isn't good. But the way his rapping, if it wasn't, if it was somebody else rapping like he was rapping, people would be fucking with it. But because of the success that he's had previous, people compare that to that. So they like, all right, he rapping, but this ain't the Eminem show. You know what I mean? But I think when I think of Kamikaze, it was a couple of tracks that, he could have did without.
He was rapping on that album.
But yeah.
I liked the album. I don't like the one before that.
Before that was trash. I
hated that.
That was a dumb trash album. Yeah. And I'm an Eminem stan. That album was dumb trash.
I hated that. The Kamikaze he was rapping on that album.
Yeah, like I said, Kamikaze, was it as great as his first three albums? No. But I think that was his best.
I was
a big
Eminem fan for a long time.
Okay, you was. I give you that. I hate Eminem.
Like around.
You're supposed to be a
lyricist.
I
wouldn't say a fan. I want like an album fan. It's more like of the joints.
Right.
So like Stan, Mockingbird. I was a fan of the joints. I wasn't really a fan. I have never listened to a full Eminem project.
You wildin'. You gotta at least listen through Marshmello's LP and the Eminem show.
No, I'm lying. I listen to the Marshall Mathers 2. I listen to that too.
That's trash.
I listen to that.
That's trash. That's
what, that was so hype. So
no, that's trash. Nah.
But I never really been an Eminem fan.
You wildin'. Go back and listen to Marshall Mathers LP.
I respect what he do, but
matter of fact, the first three albums. Listen to
the Slim Shady LP.
Slim Shady LP.
See, but I know my history though. Like, I know what's going on. I just didn't know.
The Slim Shady LP, Marshall Mathers LP, and the Eminem show. And the first half of Encore.
I listened to Encore too. I listened to that one before.
The first half of Encore was classic. The second half was dumb trash. That's my take on that as an Eminem stan. But anyway, I mean, eight of time, man. I was doing some more. We're going to get out of this. that was a good discussion, bro. That's what I like, too. You being, you know what I'm saying, a youngin' and respecting the past. Like I said, you ain't got to live in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, at least know it. That's what I think, that's what a lot of old heads.
Because you got to think, like, I be telling, like, people all the time, if we don't educate, like how my Uncle Yara run his age, if he didn't educate me and I don't educate, like, my kids and their generation, they're not going to know. So just imagine when my son, he in kindergarten now, when he get in sixth grade, they're not going to know who Tupac was unless people mention it, because it's like it's getting so faded out.
Right.
So they going to look at, like, Drake as the Jay-Z's and, like, all of that. And that's crazy to me. So,
and the,
like,
thing about,
and, like, so then we just stop at, like, Tupac, and they don't even mention, like, Eric B. and Rakim and all of them, They don't even go that far back.
And I think that's the thing about it. Like, I respect what new cats know, and I want new cats to do new cat stuff. Like, I don't want to hear a 19-year-old trying to rap like Rakim. Because it's like, unless he's doing some retro shit. But it's like, bro, like, that's not for you. But at least respect it. You know what I mean? And I think, I don't know, with me coming up, you know what I'm saying, when I listen to the Biggies and the Pops, they gave respect to those cats, you know what I'm saying, in the past or whatever. I think what's the difference is now you got a lot of younger cats is like, man, fuck them old niggas. And it's just like, wait, bro. You ain't got to be them old niggas, but I don't say fuck them old niggas, because if you keep waking up, you're going to become an old nigga.
The old niggas be hating. Like, Bravo, he called me a young nigga all the time. The old niggas be hating them.
Yeah, but I think, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with old niggas. I don't agree with old niggas being like, man, these young niggas ain't rapping. You ain't, if you was born in 1997, you ain't supposed to be rapping like me, nigga. No. True. If you doing the hand, alright, cool. You know what I'm saying? But at least understand what you where it come from. Mm. Or at least tell me, hey, I'm doing this, but I know it sounds like bone. Because it do. You know what I mean? Don't front and be like, this is some new shit. It's new to you. But Bone was doing that in 96, nigga. But it's cool. As long as you recognize that, then hey, I ain't fronting. But if you wanna act like, man, nobody knew it do no shit like a Young Thug, and I'm like, Bone and Twista was doing that shit. Do or die, nigga. You ain't the first nigga to come singy rapping? Yeah. The fuck you mean? So anyway, let me see, before we got to wrap up, because we are over time. Again, this is going to be another Enigma Self hour in 15 minutes. Give y'all extra content. But we got to get into this, man, the Grammys. And I know a lot of y'all are like, man, fuck the Grammys. But it is what it is. They dropped their nominees. And I'm just going to get into the rap side of it. And,
but they dropped everything?
Everything.
I didn't see all of it. I just seen the albums.
That's what they do, man. Lord of God, you know that, right?
No, what?
They drop out of the nominees. Nah,
I thought because my homeboy told me they was dropping them day by day. So. BJ, you trash for that.
Shoot your homie, dog. Because
BJ is trash.
That nigga know what he talking about.
Boris.
Get your homie out of here, man. Okay, so rap album, man. Look here, we know the Grammys are a piece of shit. All right. But sometimes you still be shocked because you think they almost kinda got it right. So when they almost kinda get it right, you like, oh, why you didn't get it all the way right? All right, so best rap albums, they got Dreamville, Revenge of the Dreamers 3.
Trash.
Meek Mill's Championships, 21 Savage, I Am.
Trash.
Over I Was. Tyler the Creator.
Greater Than I Was.
Thank you. Real niggas fuck up. Like, real niggas fuck up. Hey, I Am Greater Than I Was. Hey, man.
That's a dope album.
You gotta take that shit to the chin. Oh, nigga, we finna fight. You go. Okay. So Tyler the Creator, Igor, and YBN Cordae with The Lost Boy. So those are your rap albums, of course.
And they did not get it right.
Yeah, a lot of people are tripping on the absence of Eve by Rhapsody and what's my man, Freddie Gibbs.
They've been snubbing Freddie Gibbs for a few years now.
Yeah. I just don't.
Only on that, Tyler Creator got it hands down.
I think Tyler Creator is gonna get it.
But I could see with Meek being in the right company, I could see him getting some strings pulled to get it.
I think he is. Yeah, he with Atlantic, I think. So
now he ran all the billionaires and stuff. I could see them putting some strings trying to, for him to get it.
But I do think Tyler will get it and should get it. I am definitely impressed with Cordae getting
The Baby album should have been on there too.
Yeah, but I think
Over on Revenge of the Dreamers.
No, I think it did it drop on time.
It got to because
I don't think it dropped on time. I think
he had to because
I remember
because got to the other category.
No, right? I was going because I remember I was we had a game out of town. My Pop Warner team. It had to be in September. We didn't start playing until September, and that's when the album dropped. The album had to be out before August 31st.
His song was nominated. That's off the album.
The songs came out before time, okay. But the album didn't drop. Okay. So yeah. Now I agree with you, but I think the album didn't come out in time. I think it came out in September. Let me see what we got. Best rap song. YBN Cordae with Bad Idea featuring Chance, Rick Ross, Gold Roses featuring Drake, 21 Savage A Lot featuring J. Cole, Nipsey Hussle, Racks in the Middle featuring Roddy Rich and Hit Boy, and The Baby with Suge. So what you think?
It's either The Baby or 21 Savage.
Yeah. I think it's going to be The Baby.
I think it's Suge. But you know, the Grammy got a hip hop committee now, so. They don't necessarily go off the hype.
Oh, no,
so
man.
I believe they'll give it to The Baby.
They though. Tripping. They would have had Rapsy on there if he was on their shit.
She was on that last year, though. They gave up
that's
on last
year. That's what I'm saying. No, this album was bigger than the one and better than the one last year. Yeah, that's what's crazy.
I'm surprised because Knife is on the board for the hip hop, so I'm surprised.
Bruh. I think Suge going to get it. They may give Nipsey on some, like, trying to put him, you know what I'm saying, give him his roses, but yeah, I think Suge. The Baby with Suge gonna get that. Best rap performance, you got J. Cole with Middle Child, The Baby with Suge, Dreamville with Down Bad with J.I.D., Boz and J. Cole, Earth Gang, Young Nudy, Nipsey Hussle with Racks in the Middle, and Offset with Clout featuring Cardi B. I'm gonna fuck y'all up. I'm gonna mess y'all head up. I think Cardi B should get it. I think Offset should get it with Clout. Mm. Cardi B killed that shit. As far as a performance,
yeah,
not as a writer, not, you know, but Cardi B killed that verse. So I go with that. They probably may go with Suge again. I like Earth Gang. I like everybody else on here, but
that ain't it.
Yeah, I think they're gonna get it for Clout. Let me see. Best rap song collaboration. You got DJ Khaled with Higher. Lil Baby and Gunna with Drip Too Hard, Lil Nas X with Panani. I said that wrong, forget y'all. Mustard with Ballin and Young Thug.
Panani,
right?
Panini.
I got a Panani, like a Ice Cube or something. Young Thug with the London. I think I'm gonna give it DJ Khaled.
What did
Nipsey.
They do with these nominations?
What you mean?
All the other songs, stuff that came out, these are the ones they picked? You know, a lot of people not submitting, too, because of everything that's going on, so I can see that.
Yeah, but no, the way it goes, and then we're going to get out of here because we already over time, which is crazy. The way it's set, I think the first round is, like, everybody picks a song. Mm. No. I think you got it backwards. I think the committee picks a song. Mm. Like, whoever in that genre, they decide, and then as far as the winners, everybody who's like in the academy, and those like people that's in the academy, those that won awards or won Grammys before, they vote on.
Oh,
the
so they
nominees.
Don't, like, they don't do what the artist submit, then they pick out of who submit.
Yeah, it's like the artist submit, then the academy has a board that picks the songs, mm-hmm. and then I think after that, the greater part of the academy, they choose who wins. Mm. Correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't know the question was gonna be asked, but yeah, that's what we got. Anyway, man, we're gonna get up out of here, man. We are going way over time. But it's straight because we got dope content and it's my man's. So we're gonna do this. So we're gonna get into this next song, Jaquan with mess up his name. Jaquan with No Cap. And then we're gonna come back and get his interview popping with Flow to God. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
Stack up the money to maintain. Get a nigga that's a real life goal. Got them blue Benjamins on me. Then I got that stick too. I let it blow. Ain't no cap in my rap. Ain't no cap in my rap. Got them blue Benjamins on me. Then I got that stick too. I let it blow. 285 do the dash when I slide. On the west end, kicking shits with my guys. All this fucking drill make your eyes open wide. Been doing me, trying to live my best life. Never rolled up.
that Draco when I slide. Never trust a nigga that a play for size. Never trust a bitch cause I'm focused on the money. And I can't join nobody cause I'm focused on the money. Stack up the money to maintain.
Run it up.
Yeah, nigga, that's a real echo.
Real life.
Got them blue Benjamins on me. And I got that stick too, I let it blow. Ain't no cap in my rap.
Oh, cap.
Ain't no cap in my rap.
Oh, cap.
Got them blue Benjamins on me. And I got that stick too, I let it blow. 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 Got them blue Benjamins on me. And I got that stick too, I let it blow. I do this for my daughter, my sister, and my mom. If you do me dirty, then I'm pulling over drunk. I was 23 when I caught my first phone. When I look around, all my niggas will spawn. Loyalty, my nigga, that's priceless. I'm a bachelor, she a no wifey. Make sure my baby mama straight, cause I do real shit. No cap, I only speak real shit. Stack up the money to maintain.
Run it up.
Yeah, nigga, that's a real echo.
Real life.
Got them blue Benjamins on me. And I got that stick too. Ain't no cap in my rap.
Oh, cap.
Ain't no cap in my rap.
Oh, cap.
Got them blue Benjamins on me. And I got that stick too. I let it blow.
All right, we are back. It's your boy Nick in September. Here with my man, Flo the God. What's going on, bro?
What's good? I'm all right. I'm blessed.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm blessed.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm blessed.
I don't know, man. Look how nerd I was.
Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm feeling blessed.
All right, so I know we talked about earlier, you know what I'm saying, about, like I said, I used to ride around with your aunt or whatever, go on these rap cyphers or whatever, and also mention, you know what I'm saying, your pops was a spitter himself. But when did you... I know you said you was trying to run away from it. When did it hit you like, all right, I got to do it?
That's a good question. Honestly, maybe a couple months ago.
Bro, you've been rapping for like 5 years now. Chill out.
Nah, that's actually when it hit me, a couple months ago.
Like really rap?
Like, what you mean, like, when I, like, did I need to stop fighting or did I want to rap?
No, like, when, okay, like, when, yeah, first, when did you start, like, rapping? Like,
I've been rapping since I was, like, kindergarten.
Okay. But really, as far, so.
I didn't take it serious until I got into ninth grade.
And okay.
Shout out to Zay, what is he not? I was in eighth grade, and he first person to tell me, like, bro, you can actually rap for real. You should come out with it. Because I used to always rap, but I never told nobody.
Right.
And I just jump in the cypher and surprise everybody. And then don't never let nobody hear anything again. I got a ninth grade. I ain't really to showcase it. Then I met Don Rich and I met Ghost Sinatra. Shout out to them.
Word.
They was doing the cypher and I jumped in, and ever since then I've been just going at it.
I'm making all kinds of it's the most unprofessional podcast ever. Who was your... Man, I ain't even ask you corny questions, man. You know, I'm finna talk some noise. This is what I'm about to do. Yo, let me tell y'all something. I used to come through.
Yeah, like, you should have Gatorade in that box.
Right. No,
you should have Gatorade.
I always had some extras. Man, I'm getting to it, man. Look, man, I remember I used to come through, you know what I'm saying? And I used to say, man, y'all, you and your brothers and your sisters, man, was the most mannerable kids ever, bro. Like, straight up. Like, come through with your uncle, whatever, and y'all used to just be chilling. Like, I ain't never seen no kids that went like rambunctious. It was like four of y'all. Like,
one more man play.
What am I doing? Yeah. So I'm just like, how these kids so good? What the world? Oh, but what? So how many kids you got on your own now?
I got four. I have five, but I got four.
Okay. And also too, that's, I see on the IG it said legacy five times.
Yeah.
So that's in the,
you the first person that got that right. Everybody else been saying five extra.
Cause my motherfucking time journalism.
Five. You the first person that got it right.
Cause I do my research.
Shout out to you. You got it right.
Yeah,
but yeah. Legacy five. You got me messing up. Legacy five times this Saturday. Classic.
Yeah, you're gonna drop the album this Saturday.
Yeah.
How has it been? Like I said, it's wild for me. Like I said, seeing you as a little boy, and then for you to become an adult and be a father and take care of your responsibility. Like, how has it been? Like, just that whole trip. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, from seeing, you know what I'm saying, your people doing it to you getting into it to now, I'm pretty sure you're seeing your kids, because I know I see it in mine.
Yeah, I don't want my kids to do music. It's going to break my heart.
Nah, it's just, my heart would be broken then, because my baby all in it.
But nah, I kind of felt forced a little bit.
Okay.
Like, by my daddy. Like, he was kind of like, I wouldn't say he said, you going to do this, but it was like he just kept putting this in front of me rather than me exploring on my own. So it was just kind of like, that's all I knew. Because I wanted to be an astronaut. And everybody laughed when I say that. But that was really my goal.
Yeah.
But he just sat me down and, like, just being around it all the time.
Yeah.
I just picked up on it. And it's just been, like, it's just really, like, I honestly feel like it's in my blood.
No, it is. Like, bro.
Because my son, he'd be, like, he'd watch, like, the little battle rap videos, be imitating it. You play a beat, he can, like, before he even can say words, he was like freestyling the melodies.
That's
over.
What I told you. So like you be seeing it. I know you seen it. I told you.
I hate it.
I know you seen it.
Yeah, my other son, he be singing and stuff too. So
right. So. Yeah, bro. It's the blood, like you said. It's the legacy.
Yeah.
So. Does it put pressure on you? You know what I'm saying? Like when you in the booth or when you writing, like does that legacy like bear on you as far as like representing for your dad or representing for your kids?
Not really, because I feel like I'm better than him. But my uncle said he can rap him up, but I feel like I can rap him out the building. But nah, not really, because he used to push me so hard, and we had kind of had like a falling out. You know how it is when you get older, you feeling yourself.
Yeah.
You can't tell me nothing. Like so,
right.
we kind of had a falling out, so we just not really getting back on good terms.
Okay,
so like, I wouldn't say it's pressure, just more so like I wanted to be him so bad to the point where I'm just not really getting to like follow to what I want to do.
Right.
Because
right.
I like how growing up, I just wanted to be him. I seen what he did. I wanted to be that. So now I feel like I'm actually coming into my own person.
To your own. Yeah. Nah, I vibe.
So it was pressure at first, but it's just relaxing now.
Yeah.
Because that's like everybody. So you just like your daddy. He doesn't. So.
You just come in, cause I think that's the most important thing, is coming into your own and realizing, because that's how, like, I coached flag football, and my dad, like, he great at it. He been doing it for 30 years. So when I came out, like, a lot of people was looking at me like, oh, Coach Nate's son. You know
what I mean? You look like a defensive coordinator or something, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Man, do a little something. But yeah, so it was at first, like basically all I was doing was imitating what he was doing. But once I got to the point where I started figuring stuff out on my own, like you said, you just get that level of comfortability where you just like, all right, I got this. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't have to rely on what he gave me. He didn't give me much. He gave me some pointers, but it wasn't like he was doing much. I still had to figure it out.
Yeah.
But once I figured it out, you know, they started killing it. Mm. So now I relate to that, definitely. So being that you're in a comfortable space or whatever, how do you want to take it? Like, what path are you looking at?
Honestly, if I'm gonna be completely honest, because I don't like to lie, if I'm being completely honest, I don't really see this as my path.
Oh, I feel you.
So it's more so like, it's just a hobby that I love doing. But I just really want to, like, lay the foundation down for my kids, really, more so. So I just really want to – this is, like, how I express myself. But if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But, like, with me getting older now, it's just more so of just making sure they're straight.
Right.
And setting up things to make sure that my grandkids straight, whether I'm here or not, that they'll have something. And that's kind of what this project means to me and what it kind of is about.
Okay.
So that's what I'm on now. But I'm just trying to, I'm just really taking it day by day. Because I'm really just now getting in the space where I'm coming out the house more. I'm like saying that because I got to a point, I didn't even tell people I rap no more. Like, you rap now, I don't rap. So
right.
I went through that hateful stage. And I'm pretty sure every artist go to that try to flex like they don't.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm just now really getting back to a good space.
Okay. Now, I know in the meantime, between time, Because I've been waiting for a project for you for a minute. Yeah. You know what I mean? But during the meantime, between time, you've been doing the battle rapping or whatever.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Southern Hospitality. We in the building. What up?
You know what I mean? Yeah. So how is that in regards to, like, building that legacy?
Like, battle rap?
Yeah, how is battle rap part of that legacy?
Honestly, I ain't have nothing to do. I ain't know what I wanted to do.
Cody like, this nigga what? Cause you start rapping because of
like, was at a shoot. Shot King Red. Was at King Red shoot.
Word.
And Bravo was there. On Bravo, he was there. And I was like, I'll kill you. Blah, blah, blah. We was going back and forth.
Right.
So he was like, I'm going to hit you up. We're going to figure it out. And then a couple months later, he hit me up for real. And we just battled it out. And ever since then, I just came a part of it. Because I love the culture.
Right.
And I already studied it. So I just went ahead and just tried to give it a chance. And it's way harder than what people think. I'm like four battles in. And this battle that we got, matter of fact, December 7th, Silent Night is going down. Miami versus Tallahassee. Southern Hospitality is in the building. 8 to 12. Get your tickets now or you can pay $5 at the door. But
what was that again? You said 7?
December 7th.
So, I mean, people in podcast land, well, anytime you hear this, you still got a chance to go and get them tickets. Don't trip.
But yeah, it's fun. It's hard. It's challenging because you never know what somebody gonna say.
Right.
And now I'm about to battle somebody from out of town, and I'm telling what he gonna say. So
like, how y'all do the research though? Because y'all gotta research each other and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
So like, you could know you got a what we call it the card. I mean, we call the events the card. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, snorting on the mic and shit.
You know you on the card like maybe. It could be 3 months, 2 months, a couple weeks ahead of time. But normally it's 2 to 3. 2 to 3. So you get your opponent once it's locked in. Whatever go on between then, it's on you. So you just look him up, his page, his name.
Yeah.
Find out what you want. And if he don't say there's no limits, then you can take it there.
Okay.
So, and you just pretty much
right. Now, what's no limits? I know. I seen
no limits.
You, like, you can bump him. You can touch him. You can.
That's regular. Like, okay. J2. He a gay battle rapper. I don't like calling him J2. He a dope MC. He known for like being disrespectful.
Right.
So like he had a battle a couple months ago, and the dude was like, he had a picture of his auntie obituary, and was spit on it and said, "I'm glad she dead." Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But, so those are, give him some, like, those are limits. So just imagine somebody was do that to you in mid battle or something like that.
Yeah, because I remember it was that one. I remember the one battle. We had a little medley or whatever.
Yeah, and matter of fact, since we on this topic, you watch me in Bravo, right?
Yeah.
Who you felt won that battle?
Nah, man, you didn't get me in trouble, dog. I ain't got time.
I'm telling Bravo, he did not win.
I'm trying to think. Like, I know it was one joint where I thought you had it, but dang, was it you in Bravo? Well, I thought you had. I think the only thing was you didn't have, like, you was more technical. So I was listening for that. Like, you were saying stuff and you was like, boom, boom, boom. Like, granted, I ain't the biggest battle rapper. Yeah. I ain't one of these ones. Y'all can go look at CERM. CERM will tell you all day, every day about what battle this, that, and the third. I ain't one of them battle rapper geeks, if you will. No disrespect. But for me, just being like it's a rapper and being that I do listen when I listen to rappers. Like, me, technically, you was hitting points, but I could tell that Bravo was doing things that people was like picking up on quicker.
Cause you trash.
I didn't say that. Shout out my man Bravo.
Shout out Bravo.
Oh, but no, I don't know. I ain't say that, cause I don't think he trash. It's all jokes. but no, it was. But for me, it was like, I think technically you was hitting it, and So it's kind of funny because I'm sitting there like, oh shit, like he saying this and saying that. But everybody was going with the rah, 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 the rah, rah, and the ooh, and just like, yeah, y'all niggas sleep, man. Y'all sleep. So, like, how often does that happen though? Like, do you see where it's like, you know, a rapper is really killing another one, but because the one got the crowd going.
As like rappers or like battle rappers, we judge the battle way different than the people on the crowd do. So they got like this term called in the building or on camera.
Yeah.
So in the building, like, you could be hype and you could it could seem like the person who not getting the hype losing, but on camera, when you just actually listening, you could be getting killed.
Okay.
So like, I ain't gonna lie, when I battle Bravo or when I battle somebody and it's like they going crazy. In my mind, I be thinking like, man, like he killing me right now. Right. Hopefully, I gotta come back. And if they not making no noise, you just gotta push through it.
Right.
And you gotta try. You not frustrated because a lot of people get frustrated.
Right.
When if they're not reacting, because a lot of people feed off that.
I'm trying. What's with the? The one thing that kind of turned me off with battle rapping, and I respect it. I know I couldn't do it.
You trying to get on the car?
Heck no. No. Nah, bro.
You set you up with a dude. Mm-hmm. We set you up with BJ or somebody.
Nah,
like that.
I ain't it. And not that I get upset or nothing. Yeah. It just, I ain't never been good with snaps. That's the thing about it. Like, I wasn't the one that was in the back cracking on people. So it's like, it's if I can't crack on you, I can't battle rap you. I can't crack on you while rapping, while rhyming. Oh, egghead, mushroom boy, I bet your mama will probably put you in the pot to boil.
Like that. They like that.
I'm sound like Rudy Ray Moore in this bitch. Like, what the fuck? So, oh, dang, I forgot what my train of thought. But what's up with like the theatrics though? Cause that would trip me out. Niggas be acting like they in Shakespeare and shit. Like,
what you mean, like the performance?
I'm pour the moon down.
Oh yeah, like that's the performance. Like you gotta
rip it up and boom.
Yeah, they call it like performance. So it's like that's how you get the crowds. Like, oh, I break it down. I ain't talking about like that.
Yeah, pour the chopper. Yeah, now you need a doctor. I'm like,
yeah. That's how you perform to get the people to cry in it.
Yeah, that would just throw me off. I'm like, man, it's so Shakespearean ass shit, dog. The fuck
that's
is rap, nigga?
Made some battles dope, though.
I've come to appreciate it a little bit more, but especially like.
You got to come to this event to see.
I've been coming to the. I'm going to see y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. My boy's going. Man. Well, y'all, before y'all start tripping, I went to the doctor today. I am in perfect health, so fuck y'all. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and play these two tracks. We're going to come back and wrap this thing up with this Enigma Self hour and 25 minutes because, I like this kid. So so we're going to be right back.
I can't be Gatorade right in that bottle.
Man, it should be something else.
Some yikes.
I said, I got to go to work tomorrow. if it wasn't for work tomorrow. All right, so we're going to go on. What's the name of the track? Lord I?
Lord I.
All right, so we're going to hit this Lord I and Loner's Happiness, and then we're going to come back and wrap this thing
and
up.
And these two songs are my last project called Where's Beauty in the Struggle. You can stream that on all streaming platforms now.
Word.
But as you could kind of hear the dark place I was talking about.
Right.
So I made those two songs while I was in that space.
Okay. I bet. So y'all check this out. We're going to be right back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby?
I ain't got time. Damn, I'm fine. I'm just trying to survive. Can't take no more lies. Got no help. Everybody loving me, myself and mine. Life's a mess. Living chin to chin. Back up with fair lines. Can't complain. How could I complain? I'm blessed to be alive. Rap all I got. God is all I got. Family's all I need. Fuck living dreams. I got bills to pay, responsibilities. Damn my stress, child support, collect my dollars and pennies. On my knees, begging Lord my savior, can you help me please? Get me out of this shit. They say always on time. Well, get me out of this shit. Save me from my demons. Get me out of this shit. I'm never supposed to question, can you get me out of this shit? Can you please?
Lord, I need you right now. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you.
Can
right
you save
now?
Me from my pain?
Say, cause I need you right now. I cannot wait. Man, I need you right now.
So they opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had number shelves on it. And in the shelves had none but packages. And all the packages had his name on it. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then
damn, I'm tired. Well, at least I tried. Failures on my mind. More than ever. Some shit happen for the better. Some just test your pride. Got me sick. Mixed emotions keep me dicking with my dick. Doing my best. God not doing me yet. Feeling it in my flesh. Why I hurt? Ones that love me most and expect things to be kosher.
you're so upset. Yeah, I hurt you, but man, trust, it hurts me mostly just from this. My way through life, when I could, you get a job, need a star. I look to the stars, then I ask my God, get me out of this shit. They say he always on time, well, get me out of this shit. Save me from my demons, get me out of this shit. I'm never supposed to question, can you get me out of this shit? Can you?
Lord, I need you right now. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you.
Can
right
you save
now
me from my pain?
Cause I need you right now. I cannot wait for no more. Man, I need you right now.
You doubted him, and then you felt like you wasn't worthy. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package gonna go right on by. You can't lose your faith.
Cause I love myself, don't need nobody else. Cause I got me, but sometimes I feel like I need you with me for my happiness.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Super focused, only got my eyes on the mission. I'm good everywhere, I never gotta pay admission. I'll admit it, a nigga feeling hella down. The industry shady, tell me who the fuck gon' hold me down? Huh? Who got my back? Who gon' love me when I fall out of love with this rap? Shit getting harder by the minute. Ain't even got a phone thugging in with the minutes. Feel like I'm in a new dimension. Not this world, out of mind, out of sight. These women try and text, but they ain't even my type. No bitches, just bitches and business. Cop and business. The way these hoes investigate, they should study forensics, for instance. I tell her I ain't sexy, she go through my phone. Find something, now it's 21 questions. When she never should have did this shit. Now she hurt, but I don't argue, never bother. I just leave the situation like, yeah.
I don't want you cause I love myself. Don't need nobody else. Cause I got me. But sometimes I feel like I need you with me for my happiness. What's happening?
Super focused, I ain't got no time to spend with women. They come from everywhere, especially when you be winning. I'll admit it, all I do is doubt myself. But would I be this far if I ain't look out for myself? Huh? Tell me that. Who got my back when everybody fronting on me? I need to know, will I resort to getting high whenever I be feeling low? I'm at my lowest, they don't notice, but they notice how I'm changing. Surrounded by niggas who don't even see the vision. 10 years ahead, no wonder why they all blind. Now they kiss my ass cause I done left them all behind. Must I remind, you weren't in that seat right there. You should've stayed down, guess you ain't wanna be right there. You left me to suffer, guess you wanted to see me fail. I'm gonna prevail to be the greatest to ever inhale. Whether in heaven or I'ma be the goat in hell, nigga, for real, yeah.
I don't want you cause I love myself. Don't need nobody else. Cause I got me. But sometimes I feel like I need you with me for my happiness. What's happening?
And we are back. Again, that was Lord I and Loner's Happiness by my man Flow to God, Sick Flow to God. You said you was in a dark spot?
Yeah, I was in a dark spot.
Yeah.
A real dark spot.
What got you out of it, though?
Honestly, just starting to appreciate life and the stuff that I had rather than, because I was so focused on like wanting to be where he was at.
Yeah.
So looking at a lot like, oh, he doing this, he doing that, I'm better than him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I had to realize that hard work beats talent when the talent don't work hard. And I was just so focused on other stuff, not knowing like, oh, I might not have the baddest female, but I got somebody that's solid and she appreciate me.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
I got like, I got a car, but it might not be a foreign or something. I got somewhere to stay. I just started appreciating my surroundings a little more.
Yeah.
And that really helped me get out of that and start seeing that my kids was happy. They not stressing or nothing like that. Right. They smiling every day.
Right.
So I just started appreciate a lot of stuff.
Well, I just let you know, bro, like I admire you. I respect you. You know what I'm saying? As far as taking care of your responsibility, you know what I'm saying? Doing your thing, still doing you and still holding it down. Just being a stand-up guy. Again, like it's a trip for me. Again, like, you know, seeing you and your bro and your little and your sisters. Because you're the oldest.
Yeah,
you
know, my sister got a baby now, too.
Don't tell me that, dog.
The youngest one, the twin.
Yeah. Because I remember, like I said, y'all was, man, y'all was some
crazy,
babies, dog.
That's
oh,
crazy.
Shoot.
I still can't believe it.
Congratulations. What, Deja?
Nah, Sada.
The Sada.
Yeah,
okay.
What we call it, Sada. Yeah.
Man, yo. Yo, like for real, like you date me, bro. Like straight up. So just yo. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. Man. Okay. I'm sorry, tripping.
He's still having chances 0-4.
Chill, bro.
The way he carries himself. Not like that.
Nah, I look totally different. This hair about to be out of here. About to be a wrap.
Get them hair plugs.
Man. Get that LeBron. All right, how can the people get in contact with you so you can, especially in regards to the new project coming out?
New project, Legacy 5 Times, coming out this Saturday, 12 a.m. You can follow me on Instagram at SickFloDaGod, SickFloDaGod. And you can look me up on Facebook at FloDaGod. I don't got a Twitter, so don't school me.
Yeah.
My page got hacked, so.
I think I did at you, but yeah.
I got a couple, I don't be on that though, bro. Yeah, you can find me there. Just this project is basically about the aftermath of that dark space.
Yeah.
And what's really pulling me out and driving me forward. So I just want everybody to just really just listen and sit with it. Don't skim through it and oh, it's trash, he's not doing it. You gotta sit with it and you'll see what I'm talking about.
No doubt, no doubt. Not so too gonna think about it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Your pops got 5 kids?
Nah. Oh.
He got more than that? Oh, okay.
He got about 7 or 8. Well, he got 8. Our daughter's the same age.
Okay, and I was about to say, like, you got 5 and he got 5.
Nah, my daughter and my niece is the same age. Well, my daughter and my sister is the same age. So he's still going. Well, he got 8 or 7 or 8. I can't even keep counting them.
Yeah, I can't say nothing, but he know I know 8. I think me and M3 was talking about that last week. I was just like, man. Shouts out to y'all with the multiples, dog. Bruh, I got one more in me.
One more. A few more in me.
Nah.
I want a big family. I want at least a starting lineup.
Nah, I'm straight.
I need a whole basketball team.
I don't see how y'all do it.
I need the starting lineup in the bench.
Now, the fact you got excited about PJ Masks. I wasn't excited about PJ Masks. I knew I had to do it because all my daughters do is going around here telling my CIA will let. So I was just like, yeah. I gotta go do it. So I know if one got me stressing, yeah. 5, 6, I'm like, oh, man, nah.
It ain't that bad.
Yeah, I tell people that don't got kids.
It's just a toll on the pocket.
I'm like, man, if you take care of yourself, you're gonna take care of your kids. That's basically what it comes down to. You're gonna do what you gotta do so they can have, you know what I mean? So. That would be tripping me out is that you got people who got beyond the means to take care of a child and be sweating like, man, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do it.
Yeah.
Like, people out here, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got multiple and you handling yours, like, bro.
And if you don't do, you can at least try to be there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
It's like my dad, he had, well, I don't want to shit on him.
Nah. What was your dad's, what was his stage name?
Who, my dad's last name?
It was Duh something.
Who, my daddy?
Yes. What was his rap name?
Tough Customer.
Tough Customer.
Yeah, he been thinking about that for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, he was dope, bro. He was dope. But we ain't gonna do that, man. Respect to respect your pops, man.
Yeah, he taught me a lot. So yeah. I wouldn't be here today for my family.
Word, word. All right, so we're going to go ahead, man, get up out of here. Joe, really? Really? Now you're just jumping in? Anyway, next week, I don't know what I'm going to do, honestly. Next week is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone that's listening. I might do a show. I might not. And if I do, it probably going to be a guest because I don't see how I'm going to block somebody to be here on a Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, you need to get while I talk to you off camera.
Chill. This guy.
Thanksgiving.
Trying to be a manager.
I'm finna eat some shit, man.
Yeah, you ass nigga. Anyway. Yo, we gonna get up out of here, man. Yeah, so I see y'all next week. Hopefully, if the Lord say the same with me and doing all this cussing. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.